Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. Then theology professor Father Joseph Ratzinger spoke in stark terms about the... Now here it comes. Tell you what, I'll bleep this out for you so I don't offend your sensitive ear. This is how it would be given on the Limbaugh Show anyways, and on Hannity. And Wilkow and Webb, Ingram. I can't think of any libs. Who's the libs that still have radio shows? Ed, what's his name? Gosh, they're so unpopular, I can't think of them. Father Joseph Ratzinger spoke in stark terms about the lick's future. He suggested prophetically, it turned out, that the would shrink. Ratzinger said, quote, from the crisis of today, the of tomorrow will emerge, a that has lost much. She will become small and will have to start afresh, more or less from the beginning. She will no longer be able to inhabit many of the edifices she built in prosperity. As the number of her adherents diminishes, so it will lose many of her social privileges. In contrast to an earlier age, it will be seen much more as a voluntary society, you see. Entered only by free decision. As a small society, it will make much bigger demands on the initiative of her individual members. Close quote. He would return to this theme again and again and again during the years before and after he became Pope Benedict XVI. The thrust of his thought is that the modern is artificially large. The decline of the faithful over the past half century has left behind a skeletal infrastructure without flesh and blood to animate it. Therefore, we should expect to see public schools and parishes, even cathedrals and basilicas, close. We should expect fewer ordained priests and fewer parishioners. This shrinking will be painful, but also invigorating. Those who remain in the will be Christians who are favorably seeking the face of God, and from the ruins of what was an inflated a genuine faith will reassert itself and bring new life to a dying world. Now, in America, the number of Christians relative to the general population has been shrinking for many years, mirroring a much more advanced state of decline in Europe, where it's fair to say that Christianity is not only waning, but dying. If Christianity's cultural dominance is at an end, what are the faithful supposed to think about this epical change? How are they supposed to respond? To borrow the title of Francis Schaeffer's 1976 documentary about the decline of Western thought and culture, how should we then live? Well, a quartet of recent books tackles this relatively old question with fresh urgency. The most talked about them is perhaps Rod Dreher's The Benedict Option, structures of kind of... I'll just tell you right now that if you want a real book on this subject with real solutions, here. I know this is going to chase most of you away, but carry one of these. Gentlemen, that's your weapon. Pick your weapons up. Wield them daily. Make those intentions every single day, and you'll find out that the power of this weapon has never been exaggerated. As a matter of fact, maybe it's underestimated. Now, those of you listening on radio are going like, Mr. Church, what are you holding up to the camera? If I gave people this as a mystery sound, you think they'd figure it out? The mystery sound is... they'd never get it. Hold on. They'd never get it. The
mystery sound is that of a wooden holy rosary.